We come now to Psalm 105. We don't pray it with Jesus because actually it's not a prayer. But we can reflect on its wisdom as we are with Jesus. The psalmist is calling the people to remember the covenant that God made with his ancestors. And that it's God who releases them from slavery in Egypt. God who led them through the wilderness, who gave them the lands of the nations. So they must observe God's law. I'll just read it for you, if I may, just to help you reflect on it. Give thanks to God, writes the psalmist. Call on God's name. Tell all the peoples what God has done. Sing to the sound of instruments. Tell of all the wonderful things God has done. Sing alleluia to God's holy name. May the hearts of those who seek God rejoice. Seek continually for the presence and the power of God. Remember God's wonderful deeds, God's miracles and judgments, you offspring of God's servant Abraham, you children of Jacob, the chosen of God. God, that's Yahweh, is our God, Elohim. God is our God, judge of all the earth, ever mindful of the covenant, the promise made to Abraham, the oath to Isaac, confirmed to Jacob, the everlasting commitment made to Israel, fixed for 1,000 generations. God said, to you I will give a land, Canaan, as your inheritance. When they were few in number, of little account, strangers in the land, wandering from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another, God allowed no one to oppress them, rebuking kings on their account. Do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. God, says the psalmist, caused famine to ravish the land, and he took away their sustenance. Joseph was sent on ahead, sold as a slave, his feet bound with fetters, his neck with a collar of iron. And what he'd said came to pass. He was vindicated by the word of God. Pharaoh released him. The ruler of the nations set Joseph free. He made him master of his palace, steward of all his possessions, to instruct his officials at his pleasure, to teach his elders wisdom. Then, so he's running through the history of their early history, then Israel came to Egypt. Jacob lived there as an alien. God made Jacob's people fruitful, stronger than their foes, whose hearts God had turned to hate Israel. They were eager to enslave them. God sent Moses, the servant of the Lord, and Aaron, the chosen one. They performed signs among them and miracles in Egypt. God covered the land in darkness, but still they resisted. God turned their waters into blood, causing their fish to die. Their land swarmed with frogs, even in the chamber of the king. God spoke, and there came swarms of flies and gnats throughout their country. These were calling the so-called 10 plagues of Egypt. He continues, God sent hail to pound them, and lightning to strike the land. God struck their vines and fig trees and shattered the trees throughout the land. God spoke and the locusts came, young locusts without number. They devoured all the vegetation, the fruit of the land. God struck Egypt's firstborn, the first issue of their strength. Then God led Israel out with silver and gold. Not one among them faltered. Egypt was glad when they departed, for dread had fallen upon them. God spread a cloud for a covering, and fire glowing by night. Israel prayed, and God sent quails and gave them food from heaven in abundance. God opened a rock, and water gushed out, flowing through the desert like a river. God remembered the holy promise given to Abram, the servant of your God. God brought the people out with joy, the chosen ones with shouts of rejoicing. God gave them the lands of the nations, and they took possession of the wealth of the peoples, that they might keep the commandments and observe God's law. Alleluia. So as I said, this psalm, Psalm 105, is not a prayer. It's a resounding memory of all the wonderful things God has done for the people. Of course, they're legend. They're like all people, when they look back on their past, they've glorified their past, all right. But they're picking up the essence of their confidence in God and their sense that they're chosen and God has taken them to liberty, to the promised land, and depending on when this is written, coming back also from the Babylonian captivity. So I won't go into this and see what parts are historical and what parts are legend. I just wanted to read it so you've heard it.